an hour that you have given to us, even to reach out to us and to show things from your word. Thank you, because our gathering is unto you and unto you alone. Thank you, everlasting Father, that indeed we will not live here the same way. Indeed, we will live here with an understanding, a better understanding of who you are and how you are. We magnify you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Okay, so this evening we are going to be looking at what I've titled, which one? His ways or his act? So which one? Which one? His ways or his act? But first we will look into Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, and I read from verse 25. It says, therefore, I say to you, do not worry about yourself, what you will eat or what you will put on. Sorry. Do not worry about yourself, about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Verse 27. Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? Verse 28 says, so why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor reap. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Amen. Hallelujah. So, my emphasis is on verse 33. But we have to read from verse 25 so that we can give context to it and we do not lose the trend of it. So we don't get too familiar and then we skip certain things. And it's just basic, and these are just basic things that we need to understand and we need to develop when it comes to our work with God. So we keep a tab here and then we look at the fact that, so he has told us in verse 33, he says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added to you. But you need to note that in verse 30, just like we noted in verse 8 on Sunday of Luke chapter 18, was it Luke 18 that we looked at on Sunday? That he said, nevertheless, will I meet faith like this? Forgotten. I think it's Luke 8. Yeah, it says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? And I think we tie this to verse 1, that he was talking about the fact that men ought to pray and not to faint. And then he gave the parable of the widow that was persistent and would not let the judge breathe. And the judge said, even though he doesn't fear God and he does not fear man, he needs to listen to this woman. And what the woman was saying was, get me my justice. Okay, so and we said on that day that our request was based on our rights. She understood that she deserved to have justice and she kept at it. Okay, and the judge who said he does not fear God and does not fear man, could recognize the fact that, of a truth, this woman is deserving. Because for him to say, I do not fear God and I do not fear man, he would have just thrown her case out and said, okay, she you want me to attend to you. Okay, you know what? He has no case. But then he looked at it and said, he actually has a case, all right? And so he gave judgment in her favor. And then Christ said this at the end. He said that men, verse 8, says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? And we said, what the widow was relying on was faith in the fact that this is mine and I will have it because this is what is mine, okay? And the same thing that we are looking at today, okay? But just in a different light. Where are we coming from? Matthew 6, verse 30 says, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will it not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Okay? And then we started from verse 25, right? And it was talking about the fact that don't think about what you will eat. And I know that when we started school, when we started social studies, they told us that there are three basic things that man needs. What are the three basic things that he needs? One. Two. Those are the three things. I mean, it's not so difficult because that's what we're talking about. So go back to verse 25. Those are the three things that they told us in social studies. And I'm very sure that I'm very right. They'll say man is a social being. Okay? And then they will tell you that these three things are the things that he needs. Now, God is saying that, look, the birds of the air. And really, if you watch those birds, you just imagine how they survive. They carry one tiny cockroach, one tiny ant, and then they fly away. And then all of them, or when they take a worm, and all of them will be fighting over the worm. Just like, this worm door itself looks like two strands of noodles. You know? And that's the way God is. And then they are satisfied. But he says that in all that, and then they are flying in the air, they will spot a prey on the ground, come for it, and go. Now, so you wonder, God has equipped everybody. Okay? God has equipped everybody. Everything that he has done, he has equipped. So, I was in a lecture, and we were talking about equality and equity. And so if you say equality, I didn't even think that there was any, I'm not very good with English. I didn't think there was any difference in the two, that equality and equity. So then when the guy started explaining, he said, look, when you talk about equality, it is in terms of quantity. You get the same whatever. You understand? So if we were to split a bag of rice, okay, then you give to everybody the same measure. Give to grandpa, give to Isidro, one custard bucket, Abby. Right? This is equality. Now, if you want to deal with each person as a person, what you will do is you will give to each one what he can deal with. So instead of sharing it, let's say I'm giving you this measure, one cup, and I'm giving you one cup, you will give to everyone what he can deal with. And now this is what God has done. God has given all of us 24 hours, right? Everybody has 24 hours. So we look at it like, okay, equally, we have 24 hours. But then, the Bible says that he has dealt with everybody the measure of faith, right? And then, he also tells us that, look, when things and trials comes your way, he doesn't allow you to be tested beyond what you can, what you can bear, okay? That's the equity part of things. So if God knows that I have the capacity, God knows that I have the capacity for something, he won't throw at me or he won't allow things come my way that he knows I will not be able to deal with. And that's why he says you should be counting all joy, okay? because he knows that you are well able to overcome it because you have the capacity. Now, what I can deal with is not what my son will be able to deal with. So we will not face the same thing. And that's what equity is all about. Okay? So in God, you find equality and no equity. So everybody will go and do with the 24 hours he has given to them anything they want to do. Now, in the story of the talents, okay, he gave to everyone based on their capacity, what they can do. So some will say, he gave me one talent, he gave me three talents, he gave me five talents. It's because he knows that beyond those things that they have given you, you may not be able to do anything. You may just not be able to achieve anything. So if he gave you one, it's because he knows that this is your capacity. Okay? And that your one may just become a million. It can't be a billion, depending on how you embrace it. And that's why he punished the guy that said, I know that you're a wicked person. That I know that you like to reap where you did not sow. And then he was like, okay, if you knew that I like to reap, then why did you go and keep it? You should have just going to give it to the money doublers. And say, my God likes to be taking money, you know, and all those things. And so back to Matthew 6, verse 30. And he says, look, give it, Matthew 6, 30.
Glory things, amazing God, you do my glory things.
So he says, now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So he's dealing with that. These things that we really... So take very critical. You know, some people, they can't go out if they don't have new clothes. They can't go out if they don't have new shoes. Some people cannot do without eating. You know, there are two guys that work with me. Those guys, they're always vibrating when it's time to eat. When they think that they are hungry, they're always vibrating. Their system is never stable. And I keep going at what I'm doing without eating. And they keep looking at me. I'm like, are you normal in court? I'm like, why is it that you can't control your quest for food? That is so much becomes so evident. I mean, there was a time we were going to the east, somewhere in Olu, and then we stopped somewhere in Benin. Because the guy that was traveling with me was sweating and he was vibrating because he was hungry. And I'm not exaggerating. And then he did the same thing on the return journey. I'm like, you need to deal with this thing. I said, so how do you fast? He said, no, fasting is different. I'm like, there's no difference. It's just a thing of the mind. There's no difference. So if you wake up in the morning and you're not going to eat, and you're not going to eat until 6 p.m. for those that are really fast, okay, what's the difference if you don't eat when you're not fasting? There's no difference. Okay? So he says, I need this thing up. So he says that, O you of little faith. O you of little faith. Meaning that the things that you really think you need, okay, you have to have faith. Okay? And faith in who? Faith in God. Because they're saying, if God will provide for the birds of the air, and then he says the flowers are arrayed even more than Solomon. And, I mean, for him to be saying more than Solomon, that's because that was the king, okay? And then he had so much wealth at his disposal. And he could just decide that he wants to fly in robes of gold. Okay, so that's it. So he said, O you of little faith. Meaning that everything subsists by faith in God. Okay, now he says that once you begin to worry, then there's no faith. Now, the question is, which way? Is acts or is ways? Now, a lot of people that focus their attention is on those three basic things that man has identified that he needs, okay, which is food, shelter, and clothing. A lot of people would only gravitate towards where those needs can be met. Amen. They will just gravitate towards, okay, I can get food here, I can get this here, I can get there, and they move towards that. And Christ is saying here that you really have to get your mind fixed on God. That's why, go back to Matthew 6. I go to 33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. You know, so you begin to look at it. I mean, I'm looking for food, I'm looking for shelter, and I'm looking for what? Clothing. And he's saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added to you. See what he's saying? The kingdom of God and what? God's righteousness. Hallelujah. Okay, so if I'm going to look at God's kingdom, I cannot look at the kingdom and then close my eyes to his righteousness. So we had a discourse this morning, and someone was like, a lot of people, the difference in people is that some people look at the person of Jesus and some look at the principles of Jesus. So if you look at the two of them, without me doing any explanation, which one do you think will bring to bear more results? Is it the person or the principles? Are you sure? Are you all laughing? Okay. So it takes me to explain for you to understand what we're talking about. So if you look at the person, okay, you are going to see some things on the surface, because you are not going to be able to know the reason why this person is like that, right? So sometimes, for instance, when people see me, if you look at me most of the time, I don't wear long sleeve shirt, I don't wear it, okay? So if somebody begins to copy me and it looks at my person and says, look, I'm going to be like this man, he doesn't wear long sleeve, okay? He doesn't know why I don't wear long sleeve. And you don't even need to know why I don't wear long sleeve anyway. So don't think I'll tell you. But that's the person, that's me, okay? Now, if you're going to be following after my person, then you're going to have a problem, because when I begin to do certain things, you will not know, you will just be doing it without knowing why I'm doing it. Okay, so now if I tell you that, look, this is the reason why I'm wearing this short-sleeve shirt, okay? I'm showing you the principle behind what I'm doing. Amen. Hallelujah. So, and there's this thing often that's spoken about character, okay? Principles and character. That, look, if you look, character and principles are like a tree that is grown, okay? It's grown and it has roots in the ground. What you will see, what is supporting the tree above the ground is the root. Now, that root, okay, is the character and the principle. So how well the tree will stand is dependent on how strong that root is. Amen. Hallelujah. So without strong principles, people will not stand. They will not be able to build up character. Hallelujah. And so if you look at those things, you look at that and say, look, let me just follow after the principles and the character of God. Now, this one says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then every other thing will be added to you. Now, I mean, depending on how the Holy Spirit reveals it to you, but if you begin to walk and say, look, I just want to understand why God is like who he is, and why is he talking to me about the fact that I'm of little faith because I'm worrying about things that I'm supposed to have. Look, you are supposed to have them. There are things that you need for survival. And he's saying that if your focus is on those things, then you have little faith. And then if you begin to say, so why would he say that? But then he's saying, look, if you can just find out about me and my kingdom, he says all these things will be added to you. Hallelujah. Amen. In the book of Isaiah chapter 55, Isaiah 55 verse 8, the Bible says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Hallelujah. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Okay? It says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen. Now, in the same vein, or in another vein, sorry, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. Ephesians 1, 17. Are you there? This is Paul that was speaking, okay? And he was saying this. He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let me read it from verse 15. It says, therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my ways, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. If you look at this part of the Bible, I mean, it's a simple prayer that God will give you spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Hallelujah. So you are going to have that knowledge of God. Okay? And then you are going to be dealing from that point, position of understanding, and then that point of view that, look, this is how God is. This is what you understand God to be doing. And it's similar to the things that Moses was asking for when he was talking to God and saying, God, show me now thy ways that I may know you. Okay? That's it. Show me now thy ways. The ways of God are far more important than the acts of God. To the person that really is yearning after God, his ways should be far more important than his acts. So what are we talking about, his acts? The Bible says in Psalm 103. Psalm 103 and verse 7. It says, he made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. Please, can you give the NLT? And this is going to go take us back to the character. NLT. It says, he revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. Now, it's not that the deeds of God are not fine. It's not that they are not good. I mean, they are awesome. Hallelujah. But there's something that is better. Okay? Because Moses and the children of Israel, all of them are children of Israel. But then there's a separation. It's just like when everybody's, when you want to be proud of where you come from, you say there are only two schools in the whole of the world, my school and every other school. That's what people say. Okay? Now, Moses is an Israelite. Right? Now, he's saying, look, there's a distinction between Moses, an Israelite, and the people of Israel. Okay? So if you look at mathematics, if you look at the universal set, everybody is an Israelite. That's what he's saying, Abby. That's the universal set. And then Moses has made himself to stand out of that universal set. And why? He says, because God revealed his character to Moses. Hallelujah. And that's also, I mean, if you look at the NKJV, it talked about the fact that that's the ways of God. Okay? His character, his ways, and his principle. Hallelujah. These faith stories that we read in the New Testament, the one we talked about on Sunday, we mentioned it on Sunday, the woman with the issue of blood. The one we talked about, the blind Bartimaeus. I always call that guy Bartholomew, but it's Bartimaeus. The blind Bartimaeus, okay? And the woman with the issue of blood. The two guys were latching on faith, right? Now, they just were not after God because They wanted something from him. Hallelujah. He had a deeper root in them than in other people. Okay? We looked at the Bartimaeus and we said, oh, he was shouting, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And then people shut him down. But he did not keep quiet. Why? Because of the faith he has. That look, the one that is passing by, and he's a blind man. What other testimony would he have had about Jesus? Except the fact that he was hearing. People say that everywhere he goes, he was doing good. He was healing people. Hallelujah. And he built up faith. Okay? And he must have looked at it and said, look, if I have the opportunity, if he comes around. Because then they were going to be physical. They were more of having a physical encounter with Jesus than us that have the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. The only person in the scriptures, the one person in the scripture that I know that behaved like us was the centurion. I said, look, you don't need to come. Just say the word, and then my servant will be made well. But every other person always had that physical encounter with him. And these two people, the one with the issue of blood and blind Bartimaeus, they demonstrated faith. And Christ ascribed it to the one of the issue of blood as great faith. Amen. Why? Because if you do not understand anything, you cannot have faith in that thing. Amen. Hallelujah. So, is there power in the country? Let me stop. Is there power in the country? Is there Nepal? There's no Nepal in the country. It looks like there's blackouts or national grid has gone down again. Don't let them know that I told you. Now, some people will be in Goshen. You know what Goshen is? They'll be in light, even in the midst of the blackout. Why? Because they have tested other means and have faith in those other means. Okay? And then they'll begin to use those other means to get themselves. So even when you are talking about the fact that there's nothing, there's no power, they'll just look at you and say, you know what? There's an alternative. This is going to work. Why? Because they have faith in it. Right? And the faith they have in it is dependent on the person that is introduced it to them. And then their own acceptance of whatever they have been told. Because blind Bartimaeus did not see, okay? All he did was to hear. And immediately he sensed that Jesus was passing by. That which he knew, okay, and that which he had heard came to play because he had built up that faith. He had so engrossed himself in the fact that this man's character is a character that will bring me what I want. And what he was saying, he said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. And then what did Christ do? Christ said, bid him come. And then he said, what did he say to him after that? What did Christ say to him? Eh? Okay, so what question did he ask? Did he ask him a question? Eh? Well, I look for the scripture. What will you have me? And what did he say? And let me see. But where did he start from? He said, have mercy upon me. You know what Christ was saying? That all these things will be added unto you. All these things. Blind Bartimaeus was demonstrating the fact that all these things was embedded in the mercy of God. Hallelujah. So, if you say, have mercy upon me, it's just like when we say, God, you know, those people that have studied Hebrew very well and know the different names of God. I mean, I just know God as God. I don't know all his Hebrew names. He says Elohim. He says Yahweh. He says Jehovah Jireh. He says, what's that song that people sing? Eh? Adonai. Jehovah Nisi. Jehovah Shama, Jehovah Nisi, yeah, you are my Ebenezer, you are my Adonai. Yeah. That's the same person, okay? But it will be in different dimensions. I'm using my hand like this so that this is my hand are different people. I mean, God is in the center. So if this my little finger is seeing him as Jehovah Jireh, huh? Have mercy upon me to him will be that he should provide for whatever need is. Right? But then he's not focusing on that need, he's focusing on this character that, look, he is a merciful God. Hallelujah. It was Christ that drilled down to the specifics, because he needed to understand, what exactly do you have so much faith in that I should do for you? And then he said, that I may receive my sight. What's the next verse? And then Jesus said to him, go your way. What? Your faith has made you well. Hallelujah. Your faith has made you well. Understanding his character brings to us everything and everything. We are the ones that would decide that, look, I'm picking, this is what I'm picking out of this. But everything is at our disposal. Hallelujah. 103 verse 7, when NLT says, he revealed his character to Moses. And then you say, you begin to wonder, why Moses? Why not somebody else? Why not the children of Israel? God was dealing with Moses directly. Sorry, we'll soon go. Let me finish this one so that I won't come back. God was dealing with Moses directly. And Moses was, he became, he said, no other person saw him. Abi? Except who? He saw the back of God. He saw it. Right. Because he so desired it. Amen. The children of Israel, they just kept grumbling. If they are hungry, they will grumble. If they are tired, grumble. They just shout, this God, where is this God, blah, blah, blah. But Moses kept, knowing fully, Moses kept at whatever God was telling him, knowing fully well that God meant business in what he was doing. Because he had an encounter with him. So that's why the Bible said, God reveals his character to Moses. Now, that's why Christ was telling us that, look, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Huh? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Because once you understand these things, you are able to pick, and you have at your disposal everything, and you're going to be able to pick anything at will. That's why we say that, look, our being rich is not in the volume of fiat currency that we have. No. It's in the fact that we have resources at our disposal that we can call upon at the time that we need it. Amen. And mind you, resources at your disposal is not equal to money. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there, I have resources at my disposal. It's not money. Time is a resource. People are resources. Hallelujah. Money is a resource. Amen. And God, in his mercies, is more than all these things. He's saying that if you... Matthew 6, 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things, all will be added to you. Now, now for you to be able to pick out what has been added to you and how you are going to use those things that have been added to you. So the question I ask, I'd say, which way? Is it the way of God or the act of God? Is for us to ponder on. The Bible says, as the deer pants after the waters, so my soul longs after you. Hallelujah. Look, we believe and we know that it's God's nature to give. And we have the same nature of God, right? And when we give to God, we are not giving because we want something in return. If you do give because you want something in return, it's not bad, okay? But it's just limiting. Amen. God is not a magician. He's not a magician, but it's a principle of God. That once you give, it will come back to you, whether you are born again or not. And so if you look at your neighbor and say, this is my neighbor, is prospering. And me, I am not. Probably he has principles of God that he's working on, that you are not. Amen. Hallelujah. And anybody that works on those principles it will always work for them. And I think I've told you the story of the serpent in the wilderness, that even after God instituted that serpent, and even after that period in the life of the Israelites, they kept that serpent, and that serpent still kept on healing them. Amen. But this dispensation had passed. They were not supposed to continue with it. Hallelujah. Doing the right things. Amen. So it's important. And we are going to stop here and I'll continue when I have the opportunity. I think after the first Thursday of the month, I'll continue. Okay? Because we need to look at these ways of God that are so critical for us to understand His character. Hallelujah. Amen. Because even the ways, the Bible has shown us here, that even the ways we are talking about is actually the character of God. So we need to look at those character that God has that endears us to Him. Hallelujah. Amen. And Lord will help us. In Jesus' name, let's rise to our feet. So His ways, the ways of God, they refer to spiritual pathways, the principles that reveal how God operates, how God makes choices, and how God guides us, emphasizing His own higher wisdom. And that's what we should look at, understanding His righteousness, finding out about His kingdom, hallelujah. Because if you are going to find out about His kingdom, you are going to find about the person that owns that kingdom, hallelujah. And you're going to be able to understand how to deal and walk in that kingdom. So let's talk to Him this evening. I'm talking that indeed His ways, His character will be more appealing to us to understand more than any other thing. Even though we know that the things, His acts are a dividend of understanding His character. That indeed we will understand His character. And it's a certain thing, because He has said it, it's certain that the dividends of understanding His character will always accrue to us. But then in that character of His, we'll be able to understand it. Because it gives us a spiritual inclination. It gives us that spiritual pathway, understanding Him and His patterns and His principles, which is important for us to be able to navigate this life and even to be able to relate with Him. Father, we thank You, we give You praise, and we give You all the glory. Thank You because we'll walk with You, we understand Your character, we understand Your ways, and indeed we'll come back with measures of testimony and measures of thanksgiving. Because of the truth, we know You will deal with us even in Your mercy. We give You all the glory, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.